funny how in 09 I never knew you. We lived on opposite sides of this apocalypse. You were doing you, and I was doing nonsense. Mostly drunk at the wheel, about that sorry for your loss ish. I told Eva I was sorry, I told Dennis I was sorry, I told every freaking being under the sun that I was sorry. Damn, they wouldn't forgive me, man. It wasn't my fault, I blamed the alcohol, and okay, so maybe if I didn't step into the car, this wouldn't have happened. Running it back, and maybe if I hadn't been so wasted, Lisa would still be around it. Maybe I wouldn't feel like this whenever I hit the spot where it happened. The flashing lights, the loud crash, how did I survive, damn? How did I make it out without a single scratch, man? Answer me now, I'm hoping for some logic behind your reason. And reason is I refuse to believe in anything supernatural. If there is a God above, he wouldn't have let this happen. Don't even bring up religion. My religion is the drink, and my church is the bar. I'll probably get no sympathy since now I stand behind bars. And my church is the bar. I'll probably get no sympathy since now I stand behind bars.
Everything is spinning, I don't even know the day. Every time I hit the bottle, girl, I'm on display. Mocking me about the way I walk and move down on the pave. The laughing stock of Kampala, that's what they always say. See, no one knows what happened, they just finna judge me now. I came from a home where all we had was hand-me-downs, where all we could afford was junk that y'all left around the town. I worked hard up on the fields to make my mama proud, but didn't yield enough to earn my papa's while I met this girl who convinced me that this toxin would sort me out. In a night full of alcohol and drugs, I lost my virginity at age 14. I guess that's when you could say it all went downhill. I bought a packet of Dunhill, smoking the night away till all I saw was smoke. Still, I'ma be blunt, feel I feel exposed to the world. I ain't even grown yet, I can't even handle the world, let alone my own self. I feel God is just punishing me for wrong, yet do I really believe in God yet? Whatever truth you do believe in, shove it down your throat, cause the only way you die for this is if you choke on it. I'm tired of hypocriticals telling me how to live. Maybe if they weren't so fake, they know what not to give. Maybe if they weren't so dead, they'd show me how to live. Maybe if they gave bread instead of pissing down a dose, then we'd all have hope still. 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 Some time to think and go back. I've been separated from my past. I had way too much to drink, I know you didn't even ask, but I just gotta get this off my chest and hope it pass. And I've been looking for some help, I hope you help me now. Whatever comes and what could get me down, whatever hurts and what could make me frown. This pain though, this pain is breaking through my skin, breaking who I am within. Said I'll never drink again, but that's just talk. I never win, I never ever win, so I might as well give in. But soon as I'm about to take that bottle, thinking about it, drown my sorrow. Living the now and forget tomorrow, blind in the future, here's the sorrow. I hear a voice I'll never understand. I'm in the bar, about to take the shot, and I can barely even stand. Homie, put the bottle down, your future's here and now. Your future's here and now. Live your life, believe in me, I'll never ever let you down. It may seem like I've been gone for long, but I never ever let you go. I'm not saying it was easy, but I'm 5 years sober with a steady job and a black Range Rover. It's funny how decisions can turn over. It's funny how decisions can turn over.